Disney workers among those arrested in Florida Guardians of Innocence child porn sting. By Amy Furr on November 10, 2019. 17 suspects were arrested for alleged possession and distribution of child porn after a month-long operation ended in Polk County, Florida, on Monday. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said in a press release Friday that undercover detectives with the Guardians of Innocence 4 Fall Hall arrested the 17 men, two of whom were employees at Disney World. Donald Durr Jr., 52, of Davenport described himself as a pervert, but not a monster, and said he worked as a custodian at Walt Disney Resorts. Police found an electronic tablet that reportedly belonged to the suspect, which contained three pornographic images of children, one of which depicted a girl between 5 to 7 years of age in a sexual act with an adult male, and a DVD created by Durr 9 years ago which contained images of a 10-to-11-year-old girl exposing herself. Brett Kinney, 41, of Lake Alfred, told police he worked as a guest experience manager at Disney World. Kinney told detectives that he had an addiction to child pornography, and has been viewing it for 22 years. Online, he would search for images of boys from toddlers to 10 years old, according to the press release. Kinney is no longer employed by Disney and Durr is on paid leave, according to the Miami Herald. The sheriff's office said one of the suspects admitted that if he did not view child pornography, he would sexually batter a child. The ages of those arrested ranged from 19 to 77. Brian Murray, 54, a truck driver from Frostproof, reportedly used Facebook Messenger to ask a teenage girl for sexual favors. He told the victim he wanted to be her sugar daddy and sent a naked photo of himself to her. Murray was taken into custody when he traveled to a park to meet up with the girl. The people arrested during this operation prey on the most innocent and vulnerable among us, our children, said Sheriff Grady Judd. The undercover detectives who investigate these crimes have to see things that nobody should have to see, and no child should have to experience. Each one of these arrests has removed a predator from our streets and the internet, he concluded.